Hi, this is Dr. Mike Chupp, the voice and your host of CMDA Matters, the weekly podcast of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. Well, this week's episode is about legacy and celebration, as well as gratitude to God for faithful leadership, because it features two of CMDA's long-serving regional directors, Alan Harmer and Michael McLaughlin. Both men have worked for CMDA for nearly four decades. And this year, they're both retiring after so many years of faithful service. I'm excited to have them on the podcast to hear from them why CMDA has always mattered to them. But I think you're going to hear from them that CMDA matters more today, more than ever. So let's listen in to my recent conversation with Michael in Portland, Oregon, and Alan in Indianapolis, Indiana. Well, today on CMDA Matters, it is my joy to welcome to the microphone two of our longest serving staff members of CMDA, probably in CMDA's history, since we're about 91 or 92 years old. And that's none other than our two regional directors whom we honored recently at the National Convention, Alan Harmer, our Midwest Regional Director, and Michael McLaughlin, our Western Region Director. Welcome to the program, men.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, let me tell our listeners just a little bit about you, even though many of them could very well know you better than I do. Alan Harmer holds a master's degree from Dallas Theological Seminary and a doctorate from Trinity Evangelical Divinity School. Prior to coming on as CMDA staff, he served as associate pastor over Christian Ed and Family Ministries in suburban Washington, D.C. Something about you, Alan, I didn't know. Alan has been CMDA's Midwest Regional Director for 34 years. And for seven of those years, he served also as staff advisor to the CMDA's Medical Malpractice Ministry and as CMDA's National Field Director. His regional responsibilities include an 11-state area, more than 5,000 of our members and friends, and 90-plus healthcare campuses. And I'm sure he talks to every one of those leaders every week, Alan, 90-plus campuses. He currently supervises 26 part-time and full-time staff. Responsibilities for Alan and our other regional directors include leadership training among student leaders and faculty advisors. He organizes continuing education conferences and developing ministry among healthcare professionals in Midwest communities. And then Michael McLaughlin was born in Seattle, Washington, and did his undergrad work at Biola University in Los Angeles. Ooh. And earned his MDiv at Western Seminary in Portland, Oregon, where he and his wife, Linda, raised their two kids, Andrew and Amy, and have lived for the last 47 years. During and following graduation from seminary, Michael helped plant Grace Community Church in Gresham, Oregon, and served as preaching pastor in three different Portland churches for 2 years. He has served the members of CMDA in many different staff roles, including we had a singles ministry once upon a time, and Michael headed that up for a quarter of a century, and then director of campus and community ministries for 5 years. But certainly, we are all going to remember him as the Western Regional Director for 38 years. On October 1st, he's going to hand over 13 of his 15 Western states to Wes Earhart as the new Western Regional Director. And because he can't get enough of CMDA, he's going to take on a new position as our Northwest Area Director for Oregon and Washington. Men, thank you so much for 35 to 40 years of faithfulness to CMDA. And I'm excited for our listeners to get to hear from you today.
It's good
to
be
here. Thank you very much, guy. I appreciate it, Mike.
Well, let's get started. I want to ask you both, and let's start, Alan, with you. Alan, what gets you excited about CMDA as this ministry? You see it moving into the future as you are handing over the baton in the Midwest to Mr. Connor Hamm, who's hanging out in Cincinnati.
Well, there's several things that come to mind. One of the things that I really appreciate about CMDA is the progress we've made in finding our voice on a critical issue of sanctity of life. The use of technology to expand our ministry and the quality of their ministry, remaining committed to our founders' original vision of evangelism, discipleship, missions, and student ministry, And finally, a renewed focus on local ministry. Those are the things that have really encouraged me, and I see a bright future for CMDA as a result.
Praise the Lord. Michael, how about you? What are you seeing?
Well, as culture continues to change, we need to change with it without changing our message. And I am excited about Wes and Connor joining the CCM team. I have been thankful, and I mentioned this in my comments in Indianapolis, for the commitment that we've had forever to the Word of God. And that continues. It's never been something that I've had to be concerned about. As Wes and Connor joined the CCM team and continue to serve our graduate members and our student members, I'm very excited about it because these are quality young men. They have skills and gifts that Alan and I didn't have by virtue of the fact that we didn't grow up in the tech age. And so they're able to use technology in a way. And Alan and I witnessed the other night on the NSC, the National Student Council meeting, a young student by the name of Carolyn out of the Midwest, who came up with a program that is just going to really enhance our student ministry, keeping track of student leaders, transition times, et cetera. So I'm very excited about what's coming. And I'm not going to leave CMDA, but I'm going to continue to learn from some of the younger people as well.
Well, I hadn't heard about that, Michael. That is very exciting to me. We talk about a member for life, and certainly following our student leaders as well as other student members is going to be so critical for our future. And I'm right there with you. I'm learning a whole lot from our millennials and Zs about technology. Well, all these years, I heard Dave Stevens once upon a time refer to you guys as, you guys are the cowboys of CMDA out there, out in the prairie, Michael, and up in Indianapolis, Alan. And I've known Alan since my third or fourth year of medical school when he got started in the job up there in Indianapolis. But what has kept each one of you going for all these years? I mean, we didn't have Zoom. We really didn't talk about working remotely when you got started in these positions. What's kept you on the ministry track, Alan?
I'll tell you what has kept me motivated and excited, and that is the opportunity to invest in one of the professions, the only profession really, that is there at the key, the most important times in the lives of people. Birth, death, injury, illness, healthcare, catastrophe, crises. The physician is there at every one of those opportunities with answers of eternal significance, or I should say, because of CMDA and what we're trying to do in instilling a vision for integrating faith into the practice, our members hopefully are equipped to be able to bring evangelism and the one truth that really penetrates the greatest of difficulties in the lives of people. People are rejecting the clergy. They're staying home as opposed to returning to the church. There's all kinds of indications of moral decay in our culture. But the one profession that's there consistently that people continue to go to for answers is the medical and dental profession.
Wow. And I had just a few weeks ago, Alan, Professor Harold Koenig from Duke on the program, and he mentioned something I hadn't thought about before, but he, after decades of research on health and religion, he said, most patients want more than a physician. They want a physician and a priest in the same individual. So that really coincides with what you've just said. It is an incredible privilege to serve within healthcare as we do. Michael, what about you? What kept you going?
Well, before COVID, before Zoom, we had to rely on email. And before that, we had to rely on old-fashioned letters with stamps. So that really didn't do it for me, but it was about the relationships. Mm-hmm. My B&B circuit that I tout somewhat because I feel so privileged that over 40 homes opened their doors to me as I traveled. And so I got to watch people's kids grow up and sit in the evening and talk with them and discuss CMDA. And the opportunity to connect then students and docs and docs and docs and students, campus advisors to students, and the continual challenge and change in culture within the church and outside the church. All of these things together have just kept my interest and my heart directed toward what Alan already mentioned, a profession that's narrow. I actually had an opportunity to jump ship and go with Navigators years ago, but it was too broad. To be able to focus in on one profession that everybody wants connection with. Patients tell their doctors, their physicians, things that they would never tell their pastors. And so to remind these, our members, of the privilege and the joy that they have to serve in healthcare has been a challenge and a privilege for me.
You know, I'm sure over the years you've come across members in those relationships that you've described, Michael and Alan, that they faced all kinds of challenges. But as you look at the last few years, how have those challenges changed? And do any of those challenges rise to the level of a threat to our members even existing within the profession at all, would you say, Alan?
Well, I'm very concerned about the growing biblical illiteracy that permeates our culture. I think it prepares us for making very problematic decisions. For example, the authority of Scripture and ethical and moral compromise often become very real possibilities. And we're seeing that among our students who make provision for sinful decisions in their lifestyles, while at the same time seeing absolutely no conflict with the authority of Scripture. Mm-hmm. It's mind-boggling, but it's a very real issue. I see the loss of right of conscience and a sexual revolution that started out demanding that we tolerate the sexual revolutionaries, but now they're demanding that we embrace those lifestyle choices. And those are serious threats, I believe, to the physician and dentist who wants the prerogative of being able to share Christ in the clinical setting, while at the same time reserving the right to exclude certain practices that they feel are morally compromising.
I don't know if you remember, Alan, but when you invited me up in 2017, I was still fresh off the boat, if you will, from Africa, and I was up there in Indianapolis, and I asked you, what do you think will surprise me the most about medical students today? This was in 2017, and you said, you won't believe it, but sometimes student leaders are shacking up together, not married, and they're asking you, Alan Harmer, the regional director, to help them guide them on a future in a career in missions. And it's just a disturbing disconnect, as you've just described. That has stuck with me. Mike, what would you have to add? What have you seen?
Well, by way of expanding on what Alan said, the biblical illiteracy, John Patrick had a test called a metaphor test that he shared with me many years ago. And it's actually nothing revolutionary, but I began using it and watching the degradation or the illiteracy continue to grow. Where if I could give this test to you or to anybody older than, let's say, 50 or 60 years old, most people do very well on it. But if you hand the same test to anybody in their 20s or 30s, with almost rare exception, they do very, very poorly. So it's a way of measuring biblical knowledge. And these are just simple, simple stories from the Scriptures, but people just, and it's just a few phrases, few words that indicate, does a story explode or open up in your mind when you hear these few words? So that's one thing. Number two is the lack of mentors today, because as I've gone to people in their 40s and 50s, unlike back when I went to people that were in their 60s and 70s, I could recruit mentors. And today it's, well, who am I? Who am I? I don't know. I'm uncomfortable stepping up and saying that I want students and residents to be like me. So it's been harder and harder to connect mentors with students. And then you've got, Alan mentioned, the sexual revolution lifestyle. Some of my student leaders have been sleeping, you know, and with their fiancés or whatever. It appears that God is giving Satan a longer and longer leash. And the deception is going deeper and deeper, even into the church today. And it is a real concern. I think that's the biggest threat. Medicine is going to continue to change. The world is going to, you know, the secular people are going to continue to take more and more. But if the church and CMDM members aren't willing to stand up and to resist this, then that threat is going to grow and grow.
I'm just curious, Michael, as a follow-up, I'm sure it's not in most cases, but you've mentioned some cases where you talk to a physician, dentist, other healthcare professional in their 40s who don't feel comfortable. How do you admonish them as a follow-up to that when they say, I don't feel comfortable mentoring a younger trainee or healthcare professional?
Well, I do ask. I said, well, what would have to change? What would you have to change? What would have to change in your life to where you would be willing to do that? And let's talk about you and what the challenges that you're facing in your family, in your practice, in your spiritual walk with God. And that can generate sometimes, not always, but can generate a very productive conversation. So it's not just about me accomplishing what I want to accomplish. I want mentors with students. Well, that's my goal when I enter the conversation. But then it's end up ministering to that particular physician or dentist or pharmacist or whatever to say, okay, where do we go from here?
Alan, it related to the whole topic of mentoring, because as both you know, our number one objective in this current strategic plan 2021 through 2024 is mentoring through transitions. How have you found medical students, dental students, and residents? Have you found most of them actively pursuing a good mentoring relationship with someone older walking in the faith?
I think we are noticing a greater and greater hunger for those significant others in the lives of our students than ever before. I think navigating through the culture and through medicine and dentistry has never been more difficult, while at the same time retaining a commitment to Christ and balancing personal and professional life. There's never been a greater need for the mentors to step forward. And at the same time, a lot of our potential mentors are recognizing the inadequacies in their own lives. And I hope that as a result, there might be a growing desire to grow deeper in Scripture, deeper in one's relationship with Christ, so that one has a message to share with a trainee. Besides just the professional acumen, there's also the moral and spiritual dimension that our students so desperately need.
Well, our Vice President of Campus and Community Ministries, who's been working with both of you gentlemen, Reverend Bill Reichert, together with both of you, I believe, have been working on sourcing, both curating and creating resources in a mentoring toolbox of sorts. So for our listeners, we're wanting to come along. As I said, it's the number one objective out of nine, mentoring through the various transitions. It is a key emphasis that we have over the next few years. So I hope those of you listening are hearing that we care deeply about that. And of course, we want to motivate our young people to seek out those mentors. Well, let's switching gears. Michael, what accomplishment or accomplishments have really left you with, as you look back over the almost 40 years of ministry at CMDA, have left you most satisfied about what God's taken you on a journey to do?
As a regional director, and not a member of the club, if you will, not having an MD or a DDS, my role has largely been to connect people with people. And so being able to recruit, and I have about 85 in my database, campus advisors who are active at one level or another, and recruiting them and challenging them and equipping them to serve students has been a remarkable accomplishment. And it just makes me feel very, very good about the ministry of CMDA, because if we can identify these few, and it is a very few, I mean, 85 out of 3,000 here in the West, who are leaders, who are mentors, who have faithfully served their students for years, many of them for years and years, 20 and 30 years sometimes. And my mentor and his wife did it for 45 years. That's something that's going to live on. And when I hear students come back and connect with those mentors 10, 20, 30 years later and hear the stories of how they impacted those students, because nobody wants to be me. They want to be like Len Ritzman. They want to be like Bill Fong. They want to be like Darrellyn Falk. And to connect, make those connections has been very satisfying. And then the Cannon Beach Conference is kind of our flagship event out here, being out in the West on the left coast, a long way from Bristol, Tennessee, a long way from Indianapolis. It's been an anchor event that we just finished our 38th year. And that has been something that has rallied people that we see every year, year after year.
Well, as I shared, thank you for the invite this year in January to be at that conference. But to me, the highlight, and really at the National Convention, maybe one of my highlights this year, was being with God's people, men and women, praying their hearts out to the throne, asking for God to bless and to show up and anoint the body of Christ within healthcare. So thank you for that incredible privilege and opportunity that I had to be at Cannon Beach this year. Alan, where has the sweet spot been for you that's led to such satisfaction?
I got to tell you, I was among several that had the opportunity to travel with MEI to Russia in the earliest days of the openness that came with the demise of Soviet Russia. And as a result of that trip, I was able to, as representing CMDA, establish a medical protocol with the health department representative for Vladimir in Russia. That was an incredible experience. But, you know, one of the other things that really happened that was so fulfilling and exciting was many of us fondly remember Richard Swenson. And Richard Swenson and I had the opportunity to take an CME trip to Israel with a group of doctors. And while we were there, I had the opportunity to baptize both of his sons in the Jordan River. I can tell you, that was a big highlight.
Oh, I bet. Well, we hear so many stories in Christian ministry in the church today of those who don't make it to the finish line, if you will, faithfully serving the Lord Jesus. But gentlemen, you are prominent examples of those who have, with God's help and with your wives and families' help along the way, have been blessed, and we're grateful for your faithfulness, so grateful. But a scripture I just wanted to leave us with as we close today is from a couple of, one of my favorite Pauline epistles, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13. Those who have served well gain an excellent standing and great assurance in their faith in Christ Jesus. I just want to leave that with you men and your assurance of your not only your salvation, but that God has been with you all these 35, 40 years. And what a great example for the rest of us that you are of faithfulness and how God blesses you and your families as you're obedient. And it's not easy. It's not that there aren't mistakes and some stumbles along the way. But thank you from this CEO to you for your faithfulness to this ministry and for changing hearts in healthcare all these years.
Well, thank you, Mike, for your leadership. And I know that CMDA is in good hands. God has brought you to CMDA for such a time as this. The challenge is even greater next year than it is this year. And I know that under your leadership, with his help, the CMDA is in good hands.
Thank you.
Amen to that.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us today. God bless you both as you go together with your loving soulmates.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
It was so very special for me to spend that time talking with Alan and Michael, for us to hear some of their fond memories, reflecting on their time spent serving the Lord through CMDA, where God just keeps faithfully changing hearts in healthcare. I know that some of you, our listeners, have actually shared special God-anointed moments with them over the years. I can only imagine the kind of legacy that they're leaving and the lives that they have impacted, the ripple effect through their work. In their roles as regional directors, both Alan and Michael spent decades serving within our core outreach of CMDA. Their careers have been focused on walking alongside CMDA members and being resources for healthcare professionals working on the front lines. You know, the origin of CMDA's ministry is that of campus and community ministries. Because as a follower of Christ, you should not have to walk alone through the hardships and struggles of healthcare training and into your career. We've got more than 90 local ministry groups, and you can find connection with your colleagues through CMDA. We'd love to help you get more connected more deeply within the CMDA ministry. For more information about how to find a group in your area, just visit ccm.cmda.org. We now have 327 campus ministries around the country, representing 90% of our nation's healthcare schools. Just as we were discussing with Alan and Michael today, those students depend upon graduate healthcare professionals to help mentor them throughout their training. I certainly know that today's students, well, they face more adversity and challenges than I ever faced when I was in medical school in the mid-80s. Investing in the lives of today's healthcare students is so important to us here at CMDA. And it is my prayer that it is important to you as well. We need mentors to step forward and join in this work as we help encourage, equip, and educate the next generation of healthcare professionals to glorify God. If you'd like to get involved with mentoring students through CMDA's campus and community ministries, I want to encourage you to visit ccm.cmda.org or just email ccm@cmda.org today. I wonder if you, as you listened, identified with the graduate docs out there, one of those maybe described by Mike McLaughlin, who don't really feel equipped or prepared to be mentors for the upcoming generation of students and residents. My immediate thought, though I didn't mention it at the time, was the availability of our CMDA coaching ministry to remedy this challenge. If you can identify with that perspective, that maybe you don't feel up to the task of being a mentor and discipler of young Christians in healthcare, I have confidence that our CMDA coaches working in our Center for Wellbeing can get you there. CMDA coaching has been developed specifically for Christian physicians and dentists, as well as other professionals in healthcare whose life foundations and core values are rooted in the practice of medicine and dentistry from a distinctively Christian perspective. Our coaches focus on helping individuals get from where they are, and in this case, maybe not feeling adequate to be an effective mentor or disciple maker, to where they believe God would like them to be. If you'd like to learn more, simply go to cmda.org/coaching, and you will have taken a significant first step, I believe, down the road of discipling the next generation of Christ followers in healthcare. Again, you can go to cmda.org/coaching and be watching for and listening for the mentoring resources that our CCM team is curating and creating just for you right now. I was speaking earlier of finding connections with your colleagues within CMDA, and I want you to know that it's time to mark your calendars for the 2023 CMDA National Convention. We will be in Cincinnati, Ohio on April 27th through the 30th, and this is the place to celebrate our national Christian community in healthcare. Our speakers next year will include Jerome Adams, who was recent U.S. Surgeon General, Professor Robbie George from Princeton, Richard Stearns from World Vision, and Dr. Katie Butler, who's a trauma surgeon, author, and mom, and a past guest of mine on CMDA Matters, and there'll be several others. Last year, we sold out before the convention. We've got more space in Cincinnati next year, but don't wait to register for 2023. There is such value and support in joining together with your CMDA family at the convention each year. So visit natcon.cmda.org today to register. I don't want you to forget that there's also still time to register for Critical Conversations on Identity and Gender. It's a conference we're co-hosting with the Hendricks Center at Dallas Theological Seminary. As both individual caregivers and as fellow members of society, we will be considering the theological, medical, legal, and pastoral perspectives on meaningful care for those suffering with gender dysphoria. You can join us live or virtually in Dallas, Texas on August 5th and 6th. Registration can be done at cmda.org/events. Plus, we will be offering continuing education credits for this event. So be sure to visit cmda.org/events for more information and to register. I'm looking forward to next week's conversation, as I'll be joined by Drs. Timothy and Nikki Allen. They are doing some incredible work in the field of addiction medicine just outside of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So please come back and join us. I want to close out this week's episode with a comment from a first-year medical student from South Carolina who's been impacted by the ministry of CMDA's campus and community ministries. Here's what they said. From prayer group to lunches with physicians who love the Lord, I have been so encouraged. It's wonderful to have people alongside us imparting spiritual wisdom. It reminds me who our strength comes from, and it points me back to Christ as my advocate. Friends, that's why CMDA is here, to encourage both healthcare professionals and our students to equip and to come alongside and to point you back to Christ as you journey through healthcare. And I pray the work of Alan and Michael and countless other campus advisors, field staff, and CMDA members across the country is encouraging and equipping you to bring the hope and healing of Christ to our world right now. That is what matters to CMDA, and CMDA matters. God willing, we'll see you next week.
This podcast has been a production of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. The opinions expressed by guests on this podcast are not necessarily endorsed by the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. CMDA is a nonpartisan organization that does not endorse political parties or candidates for public office. The views expressed on this podcast reflect judgments regarding principles and values held by CMDA and its members, and are not intended to imply endorsement of any political party or candidate.